how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they complicate. I'm easy back to
this.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, what do you mean by that? He's on something new. No, he's not. I am not addicted to pills, ladies and gentlemen, except one pill, the gospel. Good evening. Welcome on this Tuesday evening in December. Yeah, getting closer and closer to you know what. Anyway, Rick Adams with you here tonight. And the rest of this week, by the way, every night this week. Now, tonight we had scheduled Chris Petterick of the American Free Press. He's the editor. And Chris, unfortunately, tells me that he had forgotten that it was Christmas week and that he had company coming over. So would it be okay if he rescheduled? I said, all right. I'll let you off the hook this time. But don't do this every Christmas. Anyway, it'll be our first time with Chris personally. You know, we've had a number of people on, Jim Tucker, and of course, we've had Michael Collins Piper, and of course, Christopher Bolin, who will be with us again. But we haven't had Chris Petterick, so we will have him on later. Now, tomorrow night, we have Dr. Cass Ingram scheduled. Hopefully, he won't bow out. He, of course, owns the North American Urban Spice. You hear the commercials on my program. He's a great guy, great knowledgeable individual about the New World Order as well as the New World Order in medicine. So tomorrow night with him. And then, of course, we're lining up, I think, Jeff Bennett. Yes, thank you. Thank you for my absentee mind. Jeff Bennett for Thursday night, I think, and then Friday, Scott Smith and Rick Adams together, the duo. So tonight I thought what I would do would be to, rather than book anyone else, since we have so many new listeners and we have so many people who are tuning in for the first time recently, that I would just talk about a number of issues that are near and dear to my heart, and hopefully they will strike a respondent chord with some of you, and you will call in and we'll talk about them. And we need to get the word out because, as you can see, this police state around us is growing by leaps and bounds. And we have to have Americans who listen to us understand the time has come to separate the boys from the men, the wheat from the chaff. That time has come now. It's very late. George Bush is nothing more than a front man, but the New World Order, the people that control this administration, those that are in it and outside of it, are certainly moving heaven and earth, if I may use that expression, to bring about their one-world globalist goal. And boy, they are moving ahead, no question about it. So tonight we'll talk about a number of issues that all tie together, and we'll expose the unfruitful works of darkness that make them possible, as the Scripture says. So join with me, 800-313-9443. First, let me blow my own horn a little bit and get my own views out there, and then we'll take your calls. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America with a Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. That's me, Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more. Yuri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed. We have a lot to discuss tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And the program heard 8 to 10 Central weeknights. Just want you to know, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And I call myself Radio Avenger because we are truly attempting to avenge our people, those that are not part of the system of world government, the Kenite system that has been created for us, those that are opposed to it, those that stand opposed, who have, as you know, lost a great deal. We've lost a number of our people. Many have fallen by the wayside. Many have been injured mortally in battle. And so we avenge them. We think of them. We take on those that have annihilated them and exposed them. And that's why we're here tonight. So let me start off by tackling a number of issues. First of all, there's no question the United States government is losing the war in Iraq. And that's why George Bush and all of the high political and military officials have come forward on stage and have tried to present a positive spin. Now, I'm one of those who knows, as a matter of fact, that the United States is destined to lose in the Middle East. Because, you see, if you understand history and you understand where we are in history and who we are in history, you'll understand that America must lose if the New World Order is to succeed. You see, you have to be able to smash some eggs in order to make an omelet. Get the message? And that's what the internationalist, globalist, Zionist, one-worlders have always used as their formula. Order out of chaos. So in order for this system of internationalism, globalism, and the New World Order to succeed and eventually be ruled from Jerusalem, you have to destroy America. And what better way to destroy America than to put America into yet another conflict which she does not belong in? I don't know about you, but I've been around for almost around a half a century. And in my lifetime, and in the lifetime before mine, in the last century or so, I can't think of a war, truthfully, that was justified or in America's true interests. And here we are again. From the war to win all wars, to end all wars, to terminate all wars, right up to the umpteenth war since then. And only a few can understand it. Only a few people, precious few, have the intelligence and the ability and the depth of knowledge to be able to understand what I'm saying tonight. Count yourself blessed if you do. Because most people are walking around today in la-la land, not having a clue as to what actually is happening to us, to America. This war in Iraq is part of a global internationalist, interventionist foreign policy that will culminate in a new world order. It is designed to weaken America, to destroy America and her sovereignty, not to enhance America. And yet these dumb so-called conservatives, these neocons, as they call themselves, have actually latched on to the coattails of George Bush to the point where no matter what George Bush is accused of, no matter what George Bush admits to, no matter what George Bush is revealed to have done, he is right. We must stand by our man. So those are the kind of people that don't listen to us to begin with. They're not the thinking people. They're not the wise people. They're not the in-depth type of people. They are the weak of mind. They are the slow to learn. They are the retarded, if you will. The people who think they're patriots but are not patriots. They're not Americanists. For if they were Americanists and patriots, they would rally around American sovereignty, American identity, American nationalism, not internationalism. See, the battle is between collectivism on the one hand and individualism on the other. And on the world spectrum, the world arena, the battle is between the forces of national sovereignty and Americanism and those on the opposite end who are internationalist, interventionist, globalist, and one-worlders. And they use phrases like isolationism and all of that in a negative sense to try to downgrade or belittle not just America and Americans on the right, but to belittle the Founding Fathers. You see, they know better than the Founding Fathers. They know better than the framers of the Constitution what America should be. After all, George Bush has referred to it in rather profane utterance, hasn't he? It's just a GD piece of paper. And that's all it is, unfortunately. George Bush has helped see to it. So think about it. And I talked to John Clark about this the other day. He'll probably come on Thursday night again for a little bit, give us an update. John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control. I said, John, isn't it interesting? All these little, quote, conservatives that are rallying around George Bush, many of them are paid to do so. They're not just the Jeff Gannons, but they're actually the Sean Hannitys and the Rush Limbaughs. And they're corrupt, no question about it. They are corrupt men and women and Coulter and that crowd. But remember, there's no question. They will rally around George Bush with the flag flying proudly above them and the slogan, "We are pro-American," when in fact they are not pro-American. They are pro-international, not American. For the simple truth is, I told John, as George Bush talks about nation-building in Iraq and in the Middle East, He, in fact, and his policies, in fact, the policies of his masters, are destroying American sovereignty. So George Bush is nation-wrecking here in America while he says he's nation-building overseas. Now, if that doesn't seem to be the greatest irony, what does, my friends? Because America now is held in lower esteem than it has ever been. And this administration has zero credibility in the world arena. Oh, I know, every time George Bush gives a little speech like the emperor, stands there naked virtually with no clothes on, waves the flag and smiles, there'll always be a few nodding heads who will agree, and they will say, yeah, yeah, he has spoken, and we must support the troops at any cost. There will always be that 3 or 4 or 5% that will change their minds back to George Bush, because these people don't have brains to begin with. They waver back and forth, and you know what happens to the duck that tries to walk across the street and stands in the middle of the road? He gets hit by traffic going both ways. So that particular individual is a know-nothing. And that represents a large block of America, unfortunately. Because the American media, the American educational system, the public school system, and indeed the churches, the religious rulers of our day, are all in on it. They're all part, whether deliberate or not is not even important, but part of the dumbing down process. So yes, George Bush, as we see, is taking America down the road to ruin. But it's not just George Bush. We know that if John Kerry were elected, there would be not much difference. There really isn't much difference between Howard Dean and George Bush or John Kerry or any of the others, because they know where their bread is buttered and they know who's calling the shots. America first? Not on your life. America last. The New World Order first. So you see, this unprecedented unilateral release of high-level Ba'ath prisoners that has just come about is completely unjustified for a U.S. that is in a position of power. The only explanation is that either the U.S. is negotiating with the Ba'ath leadership of the resistance, or they're trying to start a negotiation. For what? Well, that's interesting. For an exit strategy? Mm-hmm. Well, the recent Bush speech, where he tried to appear tough-looking and committed to this fight, despite the obvious weakness he conveys unintentionally and humorously, is designed in part to bolster his negotiating stance with resistance. Dick Cheney has to pay a surprise visit to Iraq because no American official dares enter Iraq if the resistance knows about it in advance. So Dick Cheney sneaks into Iraq, this country that we have overcome, that we have won the war over, and he makes his little appearance. And it's good PR for the dummies. Well, the fact of the matter is, America is in the grips of a major defeat. America will be defeated on foreign battlefield, even as her own home will be neglected and given over to dictatorship if all continues to go on as planned. That's exactly what the plan is. When we come back, we'll continue. We'll talk about this. We'll tie it into judges and judicial tyrants and little mafia types like Judge Jones in Pennsylvania, the little fascists, the little Hitlers or Hitler wannabes, and what they are doing to our Constitution. Ah, yes, the police state arises. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams. Hey, Rick. Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back. I'm glad you're holding off your phone calls because I have so much to say that I don't know where to begin. Like a fly in the proverbial nudist colony, where do I begin? I know what I need to do, but it's hard to find a starting place. Well, as I was just saying a few moments ago, George Bush's administration, the tough, conservative, pro-American administration, is the same administration that is taking America down to defeat. When you become an internationalist, globalist nation, you weaken your nation from within. You see, the founding fathers knew what they were talking about. They spoke of honor, patriotism, mind your own business, neutrality, defend America's shores, defend America's borders. Don't go looking for enemies overseas. All tyrants do that. Whenever you have an enemy that you can find overseas, as George Bush has just repeatedly said over and over again, that strengthens the enemy from within. And that's exactly what Mr. Bush has done. Strengthen the enemy from within. Now, if you've read the press in the last day or so, you know, and I know, that George Bush is using what his administration, under the first attorney general, outlined, John Ashcroft, as the plenary powers of government. And that is that the executive branch has a leading role to play in fighting terror and in war making, which it most decidedly does not. Absolutely does not. And it is a weak branch of government in comparison to the Congress of the United States. George Bush, like the emperor, leaning over with his arms spread apart, looks just like the Roman emperors as they were continuing to expand throughout the globe, across the globe with their chariots of fire. George Bush, again, personifies this demonic influence, I'm afraid. George Bush has been quoted as saying, "This is a different era, a different war. People are changing phone numbers and phone calls, and they're moving quickly. And we've got to be able to detect and prevent." I keep saying that, but this requires quick action. Now, what is he referring to? Of course, he's referring to the illegal and totally unconstitutional spying on America. Not just the wiretaps, the interception of emails, not just leaving the country, not just to people overseas from people in the country, but people in the country who have organized opposition to his policies. Now, you see what he's done? Even a child can figure this one out. It's too bad Sean Hannity can't. George Bush has created his paper tiger. And now he's devouring him. Once again, we see what has happened to America. We see America chasing after the so-called terrorist and a network of terrorists, Al-Qaeda, chasing them across the globe with a never-ending battle against them. And if you remember what George Bush kept telling the nation when we entered Iraq, "We will overcome. We will win. This is part of the war on terror." Lie after lie, lie after lie. He kept saying, "We've turned the corner. We're winning." Now he's telling us that, no, we have more enemies than we had before. They're here. They're there. They're everywhere. They're in beds, under beds, in closets, behind rooftops. George Bush is expanding the list of enemies now that we have, telling us we must round the world, fly across the globe, send troops everywhere, in effect, if we are to put down this so-called enemy. So the enemies list keeps growing, and now the enemies list is Americans, just as we said. The U.S. Patriot Act, the Senate says they're feeling the heat now. Republicans are feeling the heat. They're not willing to buy into everything George Bush has been selling us because you have been raising, if I may use the word, gain. They know Americans are angry now. Americans are tired. Americans are outraged that this government in Washington, this estranged government from its people, has taken on far more than it can chew, far more than it can digest. You know, these revelations that have come about, they're nothing new, and the timing of them with the New York Times and its book, I don't get into that. We don't care about that. That's nonsense. All of them are guilty. The media, the administration, and the neocons. So there's nothing new under the sun. Gerhard Schroeder's government had detailed information on how the CIA operated in Europe and said nothing. The lower echelons of the administration even cooperated actively. Condoleezza Rice did. And she's likely to expect the same silent complicity from the new chancellor, Ms. Merkel. We shall return. Rick Adams on Fire, Uncensored Radio Free America will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Yes, sir. I'm angry. I'm hot as Hades, as they say. And I know there are already a bunch of people on the line. I promise you I will get to you. Just let me continue with my babble for just a few moments more, and then we'll chitty-chatty together, as they say. As you can see now, this police state has emerged in America. The Bush administration continues day in, day out, to be embarrassingly revealed to be a lying administration. But then again, what's new about politicians and government? They lie incessantly. They lie perennially. They lie all the time. This one is distinguished only by the fact that his lies have not damned him yet, have not brought him down yet. But they will. And it remains to be seen whether George Bush will in fact be forced from office, eliminated from life by an assassin or another 9/11 to bring about the next phase of control. That's exactly what they're after. Total control. You know, Lindsay Williams, my guest, has put it so well so many times. It's all about one word, control. And George Bush has said as much. Looking under beds for terrorists. Because you might be that terrorist providing aid and comfort to Al-Qaeda. Anyone who does not stand with me obviously stands against me. Now, George Bush said that right after 9/11. You remember, you're either with us or you're against us. You've got to take the whole package, the bad with the good, or you could be a terrorist. That's the language he used, and we know where it came from. We know the neocons that wrote the script. They kept referring to the troika of evil, if you recall, the axis of evil. And the scriptwriters who are moving on now to different positions. But that's the name of the game. The name of the game is condition the American people, as FDR tried to get us into war with a white commission that he formed, scare the American public. When that didn't work, and they knew they couldn't have Germany even come close to attack America because they didn't want to, they went to war by the back door. So this is what George Bush has done. George Bush has repeated the same proven formula. Remember Harry Hopkins, who was a Soviet agent? The American people are too damn dumb to understand. And that's what he thought. And you know what? I can't really disagree with much of what he said. So now comes this little black mafia judge, Judge Jones, in the federal court system, sticking his nose where it doesn't belong, in a decision that he issued pertaining to the teaching of intelligent design. And the news, of course, reads that the plaintiffs, Tammy Kitzmiller and Christy Rehm, expressed their happiness during the Tuesday news conference on the intelligent design court ruling in Harrisburg. Both of these women have children in the Dover area school district. In one of the biggest courtroom clashes between faith and evolution since the Scopes monkey trial, this federal judge has barred a Pennsylvania public school district from teaching, quote, intelligent design in biology classes, saying the concept is creationism in disguise. Now, this judge, who is quite a left-wing liberal judge, Judge John E. Jones, delivered his attack on the Dover Area School Board, saying its first-in-the-nation decision in October 2004 to insert intelligent design into the science curriculum violated what he termed the constitutional separation of church and state. Well, there is no such thing as a church and state separation in the Constitution of the United States. There is a separation of powers, and there is a delineation of the role of the federal government vis-a-vis the states, and that role is clearly delineated in the Constitution in many places, particularly the most important, and that is in Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, the Exceptions Clause pertaining to the judiciary, where no judge, no federal judge, including the Supreme Court judge, has the authority to issue a ruling in any decision that comes up the appellate ladder unless Congress grants him that right. Now, the Congress has not granted this little fascist judge, Judge Jones, the authority to hear this case. And as such, his decision is nothing more than that, an opinion. It has no bearing, it has no legal force of law, none whatsoever, according to the Constitution. But you see, as George Bush said, it's just a GD piece of paper. We can throw it out at whim. We can do away with the Constitution. Doesn't mean a GD thing, as George Bush has said. So, what kind of justices has George Bush appointed to the Supreme Court? Well, we're going to see with Judge Roberts what kind of a justice. He's a statist. He's one who believes the government comes first, the individual comes second in just about every decision. And that's why he was appointed. Judge Alito, same thing. When the hearings begin, you'll find he's one of those tried and true kosher conservatives. Give the government the authority that it does not have. That's what separates these justices from a true constitutionalist jurist. So this judge has, with one stroke of the pen, made his imprimatur upon our nation, a captive nation, a nation going into serfdom and slavery because its federal government is unrestrained, unbound now, because that Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper. So if George Bush can get away with it and he can launch a preemptive war and he can do what he wants to do, why can't we, say the judges? Well, we've been doing it all along. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution does not grant the federal government, judges, executive, or Congress the authority to legislate in those areas not mentioned or not given authority by the Constitution. It's very simple. Now, this judge has a reading problem. He has a brain problem. But he's only one of them. People of Dover, Pennsylvania, know how to rule themselves. They just had an election, in fact, in which they threw out the entire school board. That's their prerogative. They want to go down to the road of socialism and secularism and humanism, so be it. But it is not the business of a federal Gestapo tyrant to impose his idea of what science is, his idea of what religion is, and his notion as to what education is from his gavel. So you see, this is the Bush administration, and I'm not laying everything at George Bush's feet, don't get me wrong, but this is a classic illustration of what George Bush means when he says, again, the Constitution is nothing but a GD piece of paper. Doesn't exist anymore. And we have to either live with it or end it. Which of the two? Now, I have a number of callers, I understand. I appreciate your forbearance. I appreciate what you've done. And I will get right to your calls starting immediately. 800-313-9443 is our number. RBNLive.com. Jump aboard our website. And, of course, you're listening to Uncensored, Radio Free America, program that is unique to the airwaves. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And let's go to the phones. I think we're starting off first with Ed in Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I'm steamed.
You are?
Yes.
Well, join me. We're in the same steam room.
Yeah, right. Something over 50 years ago, I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And that oath has not expired.
No, it hasn't.
No. And I'll guarantee you, whoever is sitting in those seats of power right now, I don't know when their oath expired, but they all took it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's treason.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you have this clown running to have the FTAA, and the he already got the CFTA, mm-hmm. I think it is.
CAFTA, C-A-F-T-A, yeah.
Right. That is surrendering U.S. sovereignty. That is treason. These clowns seem to forget that treason is a capital offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit hot. I'm probably a little bit hot.
Good, good. You should be incensed. We should all be incensed. This is outrageous what's going on before our very eyes.
And then we have some radio people that come on that now and then say they're looking for places to go when the ships really fall where they're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Hey, that reminds me of back in the old days in the 1960s when we were protecting those Hungarian freedom fighters. I called them Hungarian freedom runners.
Mm-hmm.
These are not the guys that I want backing me up when I stand and fight with my rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever, ever see a foreign or UN troop on in my area, I will consider them a target.
Well, they're here.
They're here, but they're not around where I can see them.
They're not visible yet, but they're here. And they're training.
And when they get here, mm-hmm. shame on them. I hope they don't have a death wish, because I don't want to fulfill their fondest dream.
Well, you know, as they say, Brother Ed, keep your powder dry.
That's right.
Pass the ammunition and keep it dry.
That's right. I am, and, you know, I'm just totally steamed with this clown. And I think the best thing could happen was whatever, I can't remember the name of the country or the name of the guy and his wife, who was the president and his wife, that they tried on the front steps of their mansion and executed him on the spot.
You mean, what, Ceausescu?
Yeah.
In Romania?
There you go.
Yeah. That'd be a nice thing to emulate, wouldn't it?
I would really like to see that, because this is what needs to be happening right now.
Well, it should. It should happen that way, actually. I mean, you know, we should give them a trial first, though.
Oh,
yeah. And then hang them. And I think they should be and would be convicted of treason. You're right. We this country has sunk so low, Ed, into the abyss of moral servitude, if you will, that it is just mind-boggling and numbing to me and to you and to fellow patriots how this can continue to go on before our very eyes as if nothing has happened, as if this is a staged production and a comedy, but a black comedy. You understand?
Right.
A black comedy.
That's
which
right.
Has no end. And we have to rein down the curtains on this staged production.
Well, my son joined the Army 8 years ago. He finally got his final discharge, and I told him the first day he walked out the door, I said, son, don't ever walk back up the driveway with a blue hat or a blue patch on your shoulder, because I will consider you a target. I won't even see their face.
I understand, Ed. Keep the faith, brother. Keep the faith.
But he
look
got,
up.
He got
look up for your redemption, brother.
He got his training. He can back me up.
Yep.
And I was trained airborne sniper in 1955, and I have not lost my touch.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Stand ready, and someday your services may very well be employed soon.
I hope
Thank
so.
You, Ed. I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah. You know, the enemy, again, is not the country. The enemy is the people that are ruining the country. George Bush and company are nothing but a bunch of, as we say, they're nothing but cannon fodder for their masters. When the time does come to dump them, they will be dumped. That time has not come yet, but make no mistake about it, what they are doing to America is they are destroying America from within. And these stupid people that call themselves conservatives haven't got a clue as to what Americanism is all about. They have never read the Founding Fathers. They have never read Jefferson, Madison, Patrick Henry, Paul Revere. They have never read us. They have never really understood what to be an American is. It's not to be a globalist. Not to be an internationalist. It's not to be a one-worlder. It's to be a sovereignty firster. Okay? Good. Let's move along. Smitty in South Carolina. Hi, you're on the program.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing. As you can hear, I'm doing.
Oh, you're doing great, buddy.
Thank you.
Look here. I listened to yesterday, last night with Joe. That was a great program.
Oh, yes. We had wall-to-wall calls. Couldn't get them in, believe me.
Yeah, I understand.
We had phones ringing off the wall from everywhere.
Well, you know, I'm a young man getting old in age. And I'll be honest with you. I suppose the Bible when I was young, but in between, I'm coming around, you know, to get back in or not. And let me ask you something. I got a question for you. I subscribe to two different things. The Philadelphia Church of God and the Church of God of the Evangelist Association. Are you familiar with who puts those out?
Who puts those out?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Tell me.
Well, wait a minute now. The Philadelphia Church of God comes out of Edmond, Oklahoma.
Right.
All right. The Church of God Evangelist Association comes out of Sagamore Street, Waco. If I pronounce this wrong, Waxahachie, Texas. David J. Smith and Church of God, it used to be, that was Mr. Armstrong Church. Now it's Gerald Ferry.
Well, that church has undergone a lot of transformation.
Not an honest man, man.
Mr. Meredith, I think, is the pastor general now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know he had a lawsuit and everything, you know. Which one of those would be more accurate to prophecy?
I don't know of all of them. I know of the Church of God, the Worldwide Church of God. I did for a while follow some of their teachings, and then I found there were contradictions and problems that they never talked about, least of all, never talked about the Kenites. So I would say reject them all until you have proof that they're teaching the true word of God, because I don't find many today that are, my friend. Ed, get a run, Ed. Thank you very much for your call. We'll be back with more and more calls right here on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams. Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Wow. Boy, does he tell it like it is, huh? That's what we've been reduced to, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. Having a lot of fun today, our society. On the ashes of history. Shall we go back to the phones? Yeah, see if we can take a call from Patrick in Texas. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Rick. How you doing tonight?
Good,
God bless
sir.
You. Thank you for all that you do. Rick, I just wanted to say I heard John Stadtmiller had Tex Mars on earlier, and I wanted to give credit to all the work that he's done and all the great information that he's given on how to see through the disinformation. I also want to give credit to Alex Jones also, because we're all patriots on this. As far as how to see through the doublethink, Rick, and you were kind of alluding to it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I see anything, Rick, on CNN or any of these news stations, the first angle as patriots should not be, wow, this stuff is really getting out. The first angle for us, or the first thought for us, should be, what is the angle that they're coming out with?
Exactly.
Like you said, this has been a year removed. I mean, we've all known this stuff, and we've all... So you have to look ahead and say to yourself, what is it that they're trying to do? Anytime I see anything on any of these news stations, for example, Fox News will... I mean, one of the biggest propaganda networks, in my opinion, out there. And every now and then they'll throw on some old veteran and they'll say, oh, look, eminent domain, they're trying to take his property. And they'll lure all the fake conservatives or brainwashed conservatives into thinking, yeah, Fox News is really out and they stand for the Constitution. And yet, on the other end, they'll just pretty much proclaim all of its garbage that, the Patriot Act is great and we should accept it. It's these little things that they do. And we really need to look out for some of this stuff. And, you know, just alluding to what there was a caller you just had who talked about some of these churches that he's looking into. And I really pray for that guy, and I pray for all of us, because deception, Rick, whether it be in our government or in the days of Christ, or if you read any passage in the New Testament, that's what we're told to watch out for, is deception, because it's out there. And
exactly.
I think the only thing that we can do is really pray to God. Whatever church, at some point, you're going to believe something. Now, my prayer to God, because I've been through the Catholic Church, I've been through some cults, I've been through many different things searching for the truth. I think all you need to do is pray to God and ask Him what I believe today. If it's false, if it's untrue, open my eyes, show me what I need to move to next. And I think as true believers, we need to look at everything, whether it be the Word of God or anything out there. What is it that we're believing? Why are we believing what we're believing? And ask God to just open our eyes. Because the deception out there, Rick, is... And I remember a program you had where you had on a guy who basically told us that... And I don't remember the name. You would probably remember more than I would, about the John Birch Society. And that really opened my eyes.
Well,
Rick,
Mike Piper was one of them that we've had on that subject.
I believe that was the interview you had about how he showed that the John Birch Society was created specifically for that reason. And people would be amazed at that, because you could get one step out of the brainwashing pit and yet still be caught up in this stuff. And really, I think we need to seek a higher power and ask God Almighty to show us, because the deception is at so many levels. And I just really thank God for the work that you do, that Republic Broadcasting does, and that all the great patriots out there, I don't care what network we're on. I mean, we're all trying to fight the enemy. So I thank God bless you, Rick.
Well,
I
by our fruits you shall know us, my friend. We're doing the work, and you support each of us in every way you can.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it, Patrick.
For each other.
Amen.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Patrick. Good to talk. We'll be back with more callers. We've got a bunch more, and we'll do that in the next hour. Lots to come. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.